Brindavandam ki jai, Mathuradam ki jai, Navadvip Mayapuradam ki jai, Jagannath Puridam ki jai, Yamuna Maya ki jai, Ganges Maya ki jai, Tulasi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveja Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Itai Gaura Premanandi. All glories assemble devotees. All glories assemble devotees. All glories assemble devotees. All glory to Sisi Guru Sri Gauranga. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narutamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiraye Nashta Praishva Patresu Ityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Utamasluki Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiti Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Magyana Timirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tashmai Sigrave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandiham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sadivam Sadvitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Sikandam Sja He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Navastuti Tapta Kanchana Govingi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishavanu Sutta Dini Palamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripasandhu Jaivacha Patitanam Pavinibhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Granta Rasimad Bhagavatam Ki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5, Chapter 26, The Hellish Planets, Text Number 11. Ye, those who, to, but, Iha, in this life, Jata as much as Eva certainly Amuna by him Vihimsita, who were hot. Jantava, the living entities. Paratra, in the next life. Yama, Yatanam, Upagatam, being subjected to miserable conditions by Yamaraj. Te, those living entities. Eva, indeed. Rurava, Rurus, a kind of envious animals. Bhutva, becoming. Tata, that much. Tam, him. Eva, certainly. Vihim santi, the heart. Tasmat, because of this. Rauravam, Rorava, iti, thus. Ahu, Lenin scholars say. Ruru, the animal, known as Ruru, iti, thus. Sarpat, than the snake. Atikrura, much more cruel and envious. Satwasya, of the entity. Apadesha, the name. Translation and purport. By divine grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. In this life, an envious person commits violent acts against many living entities. Therefore, after his death, when he is taken to hell by Yamaraj, those living entities who were hurt by him appear as animals called Rurus to inflict very severe pain upon him. Learned scholars call this hell Raurava, not generally seen in this world. A Ruru is more envious than a snake. Please repeat. In this life,
An envious person
commits violent acts
against many living entities.
Therefore, after his death, when he is taken to hell by Yamaraj, those living entities who were hurt by him appear as animals called Rurus to inflict very severe pain upon him. Learned scholars call this hell Raurava, not generally seen in this world. A Ruru is more envious than a snake. Very short purport. According to Sridhara Swami, the Ruri is also known as a Bara Sringa. Ati Krura Sya Bara Sringa Kya Satwa Sya Apadesha Samgya. Sridhara Goswami confirms this in his Sandarbha. Ruru Sabda Shia Swayam Muni Naiva Tikka Vidhana Lokeshu Aprasidhata
aprasita evayam jantu visesha. Thus, although the rulers are not seen in this world, their existence is confirmed in the shastras. Translation again. In this life, an envious person commits violent acts against many living entities. Therefore, after his death, when he is taken to hell by Yamaraj, those living entities who were hurt by him appear as animals called Rurus to inflict very severe pain upon him. Learned scholars call this hell Raurava, not generally seen in this world. The Ruru is more envious than a snake. Many people have different understanding about hell. Christians, they believe that there is only one hell, which burns people eternally. No rescue, no chance for revival. It's permanently condemned. Sukadev Goswami, in this chapter, made it very clear that there are many divisions of hell. And he said, of course, he gave a figure, 26 or 28, 26 different hells. And then he said, although there are 26, if you take one, they are unlimited. How do you understand that? Out of 26 hells, take one out of 26, there is no limit. According to varieties. It makes sense because if there is only one hell, then God must be imperfect person. If there is only one hell, God must be imperfect. So Sukadev Goswami is correct that there are many hells, are unlimited hells. Here in the material world, with our own experience, a person who steals 1,000 rupees cannot be compared to a person who has stolen billions. If a person who has stolen 100 rupees is put in the same hell with a person who has stolen billions, then that is imperfection. So Sukadev Goswami mentioned that there are many unlimited hells because there are varieties of sinful activities the living entities are committing every day. And we have practical experience of life stories about hell. So it doesn't matter if we believe or it doesn't believe, there is hell. I'll tell you two practical experiences. Practical, two. One is from a girl brother who has become a devotee from the experience he had. And one is from my own personal maternal aunt. Our parents, when they go out for work or for market, we were put under her charge. She take care of us. And this has been her service for years. She was taking care of us. We were children at that time. She take care of us. So we stay with her all the day long until the parents return from the work. So one day we saw, we were all seated with her in the room, and she took her walking stick and she was beating all directions. We were scared because we don't know what she was doing. We were scared. The grandmother is angry with us today. So we ran out of the room. She did that for a long time, and after some time, the stick dropped from her hand. So we thought she has slept, but she left the body. So what was she beating? What was he beating? Yamadutas. She saw Yamadutas, which we did not see. So she was beating them, but she didn't beat them. Was she trying to beat them? She couldn't beat them because she has a gross body and they had a subtle body. So the subtle body cannot take our whip. But she tried to beat them, to drive them away. She didn't succeed. Yamadutas arrested her. At that time, the stick dropped from her hand. And we thought she slept until our parent returned from work and started crying. Then we discovered, oh, the grandmother is gone. I saw with my eyes. And as a child, I still remember, coming to Christian consciousness, it was easy for me to understand that that time was when Yamadutas came for her. That means they didn't go up, she has gone to hell because Yamadutas have come for her. This I saw with my eyes. So there is hell. We should believe it that there is hell. Sukadeva Goswami cannot waste his time to write fiction. And Sri Prabhupada also will not waste his time to write fiction and giving purport and quoting acharyas here. This one experience I had directly, and a god brother, so he told me also, during his university days, he was used to drinking alcohol. And he has a friend whom they do compete in drinking. After the school, they would go out for drinking. They would drink and drink and drink to their full satisfaction, and somehow or other, they would find their way back to the dormitory. But one day, they drank so much that both of them did not know how they got home. Somebody sympathized with them and took them home. While he was sleeping under the influence of that alcohol, he had a dream which became real. In a dream, he saw ferocious, ghastly-looking persons who appeared before him with the ropes in hand, and they were about to arrest him. So he shouted out of fear. He shouted out of fear because he shouted so loud that he got up. And he ran out of the room he was staying. He ran outside. And people asked him, what is the problem? He said, they are there, they are there, they are there. Who are they?
They are there. Go there.
And people who went there, they didn't see anybody. But he saw that they are there. Who are they? Yamadutas. So when he came to Christian consciousness, that led him to start searching for God. And he came to Christian consciousness. When he came to Christian consciousness, he became a devotee. And one day he took the six cantos of Bhagavatam and he saw the people he had seen before. When he saw the Yamadutas, he remembered, yes, these were the people I saw. So for him, he believed that there is hell and Yamadutas are real. He is practicing Christian consciousness very seriously. Because of this experience he had, he's taking his Christian consciousness very seriously. So serious that he does not have time to waste in his Christian consciousness. Because he had a practical experience of Yamadutas. So Sukadeva Goswami mentioned here that the rurus are not known in this world. Therefore, many people may not take it seriously because they are not seeing. Srila Jiva Goswami said, what Sukadeva Goswami said is correct, that the rurus are not generally known in this world. Therefore, many people cannot understand that hell does exist. And according to our sinful activities, we are destined to particular hell. And Sridhara Swami said that these rurus, they look like an antelope. Antelope. This is the vision of Sridhara Swami. The rurus are exactly like antelope. They do exist. So here Sukadeva Goswami said, envious people. Who is not envious in this world? Envious people, we hurt so many living entities by our envious nature. Therefore, nature has provided Raurava, hell, where the rurus are waiting for all of us who are envious in this world. After death, Yamadutas will take us there for punishment. Sukadeva Goswami mentioned here that these rurus are more envious than snakes. If someone is envious of you, will he have mercy? If someone is envious of you, will he have mercy? We have discussed envy many times. How dangerous envy is. Here we can see that rurus are more envious than snake, and they are ready to bite us, to inflict severe, unbearable pain. So if you look at this verse very carefully, we should appreciate Sukadeva Goswami, who is giving us a perfect vision to see the need to become free from envy. The rurus are more envious. They are angry more than a snake. And those of us who are very envious are meant to go to this hell.
not for peace, to be tortured and tormented exactly as we have put others into difficulty. So Sukadev Goswami is teaching us here that we should be very, very careful so that we don't put others in anxiety. We shouldn't put others in anxiety by our words, by our thoughts, by our actions. We should be careful not to put others in anxiety, especially for devotees. I remember the one king who is very, very envious. And what was the end of his life? He's a king. He has opulence. He has everything for sense gratification. But because the envy was burning in his body, he cannot tolerate the peace and existence of other kings like himself. Therefore, every day his duty is to create enmity with other kings and fight with them and defeat them. He was taking pleasure in being envious. Then, as the envy was expanding, he was not fighting only one king at a time. He decided to fight two kings at a time because he was thinking he has power to fight. So he waged war against two kings at a time. And those kings were very intelligent. They made meeting between them. They had an astrology. So this man is fighting us. Let us become friends and fight him. So they came together and started fighting with this king, and they defeated him. Because he was defeated, he lost everything. He ran into the forest. When he ran and entered into the forest, animals were running, not out of fear of being killed by the king, they were running out of the contamination of his envy. Animals couldn't even tolerate waiting just to see him, they were running. Oh, here comes the cruel king who is so envious. He has come to disturb us. He has come to disturb us. Animals were running away from him. That was the level of his envy. That was so contaminated that even animals cannot tolerate seeing him. What about human beings? That is what we get from being envious. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami told us, an envious person cannot understand Bhagavatam. He may study Bhagavatam, he may practice Krishna consciousness, he must chant Hare Krishna, but an envious person cannot understand Bhagavatam. Because envious person is an ordinary person, not a devotee. A devotee cannot be envious, and a devotee cannot be envious, and envious person cannot be a devotee. A devotee cannot envy somebody. A devotee loves everybody. He cares for everybody. If Srila Prabhupada was very envious of us, how many of us would be sitting here today? If Srila Prabhupada was envious, none of us would be sitting here. But because he was free from envy, he has compassion for all living entities. Being free from envy, he has compassion, therefore he devoted Krishna, because that is what he has. An envious person can never have Krishna. So envy is very dangerous. For devotees, we should practice to give up this great contamination so that we can have Krishna and distribute Krishna. Hare Krishna. Comments or questions? Yes, Maharaj. Can devotees who are envious go to hell and be punished by rulers? Yes, why not? This hell is meant for envious people. It's not meant for devotees. Goloka is meant for devotees. Rorava is meant for envious people. So if a devotee is envious of another devotee, will go to this. Yamada will remove the neck bead and send us to hell. There is no cheating in this process. So we can only cheat ourselves. We cannot cheat somebody. Because Yamaraj is superior to any one of us. So if we are envious of another devotee, or even Karimis, it is funny. And we see how devotees are even envious of Karimis. Not even devotees. We are envious of Karimis also. In that sense, we go to hell. Because the hell is meant for envious people, not for pure people. Those who are pure will go to a pure place, Goloka Vrindavan. And those who are envious, contaminated, will go to an envious planet. One who is envious cannot be free from sin. It is not possible for an envious person to be free from sin. It is not possible.
One is ascetic devotee and he serves 16 rounds daily. After all, he may commit few mistakes like such sinful activities. But as a Krishna's devotee, he may think, I have to get different punishment. I have to get a chance as Krishna's devotee.
Yes, who get a chance. Ajamila has chance, second chance. This chapter 6, 26 of Bhagavatam led to the count to 6. The question Parikshit Maharaj was asking, after hearing this description of hell from Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj became very, very worried about living entities. So he asked about the solution. The Sukadeva Goswami spoke the sixth canto as a continuation of this chapter. A devotee is practicing Krishna consciousness. If you make a mistake and try to rectify himself or herself, feel guilty, he has a chance. Krishna will help. A devotee who is practicing Krishna consciousness but is very envious and is causing others anxiety. Will have to suffer for all those difficulties he has created for others. Brigamuni is a Muni. Muni means what? He is on the path of religiousness. Narada Muni, he saw that my brother is a Muni, he's practicing Christian consciousness, trying to be a devotee, but within his heart he was full of envy, full of pride. Taking compassion upon him, Narada Muni gave him a service which led him to commit gross offense to Lord Vishnu, verbal offense to his father Brahma, and subtle offense to Lord Shiva. As a result of that, he fell down. A Muni fell down and became a hunter. Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, 17 purpose, the Prabhupada said, jungle hunters are demons. That means what? Brigamuni became a demon.
He was eventually rectified because Krishna came and rectified him. But he became a demon, a jungle hunter, from his exalted position. So we should not think that I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I can do any nonsense. And at the same time, I'll go back to Godhead. It's a lie. If we can do nonsense and go back to Godhead, then I won't chant Hare Krishna, I won't practice anything. I'll just do any nonsense and go back home. We have to be proper. Huh? We have to be proper. We should follow carefully. We should discipline our senses. Be careful. Devotees should not be loose. Devotees should not be whimsical. In the name of devotion, you shouldn't do nonsense thing and consider it devotional. You shouldn't be whimsical and think that we are a devotee. A devotee should be careful. Therefore, all the scriptures are full of instructions how we should live a holy life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, a pujari who was taking care of a deity became a ghost in his next life. Should a pujari become a ghost? A pujari is the most closest person to Krishna. Taking care of deity every day, in the next life he became a ghost. How is that? His deity worship is idol worship, not deity worship. He was doing idol worship instead of deity worship. Therefore, Krishna exposed what he had been practicing since. So Prabhupada told us, everything we are doing will be tested. Everything will be tested. So nobody should think that is free. Freedom means we have become liberated, free from sin, that is freedom. What is the best formula, the best technology for us to have applied in our spiritual life to be free from envy? That you find in the ninth canto of Bhagavatam. In ninth canto, chapter 11, text 23. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, we should constantly hear the pastime, the narration of Lord Ramachandra to be free from envy. We should hear regularly the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pure devotees. We should hear their wonderful activities to be free from envy. But that means hearing. Majority of us doesn't hear. We sit in the class, but we don't hear. Hearing will free us from envy. That's a recommendation. Everything we have, application is a problem. We are called Hare Krishna devotees. Hare Krishna devotees. We are called, this is our name. Although Prabhupada named this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, but we are called Hare Krishna people. Why? Because we chant Hare Krishna. But do we really chant Hare Krishna? Do we really chant Hare Krishna? After 24 hours, how many hours do we chant Hare Krishna? To be called Hare Krishna people. 16, how many hours does it take? Maximum. Huh? 2 hours. Out of 24, how many hours do we have? 22 balance. What do we do with 22 hours? Krishna consciousness? So are we really Hare Krishna devotees? Lord Krishna told us, Satatam Kritayan Dumam. That's instruction from Krishna. And we chant only 2 hours. So are we following Krishna's instruction?
Saratan, Kutayan Roma, always chanting my glories. If we really chant the glories of Krishna, we'll be free from envy. If we hear the passions of Krishna, we'll be free from envy. Therefore, we should hear. If you hear, envy will disappear. So you can read that verse, 9:11:23, purport, purport, read it. Both the verse and the purport. The prophet gave the recommendation. Sukadeva Goswami gave, the prophet also gave. You should hear the narrations of Lord Ramachandra, envy will be destroyed. Devotional service also destroys envy. If you really do devotional service, if it is devotional service, envy also will be destroyed. Therefore, everything we have to do in Krishna consciousness, we should do it nicely as an offering to Krishna. Then become a devotional service, and that will help us by destroying the envy. We can be free to serve Krishna. Comment, Maharaj. Comment. Comment. Vrindavan Prabhu. Comment. There's no comment.
I think Maharaj, in this regard, you explained very nicely. And so, I think devotee means appropriate free from
deviation.
Yes. So we could not use this term like India's devotee.
Yes.
I can say that about eyes, it doesn't make any sense. That.
Yes.
What if the about eyes is there, is still pretty cold. This question doesn't make any sense. You won't even speak up from that.
Yes.
Nicely you explain that.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes.
The envious person is able to understand himself, he is envious. Is the envious person able to understand he is envious? If he is understand he is envious, then why he will be envious towards others?
Envious person cannot understand that he is envious. Right? What's the question? It means that our problem is very serious. That I cannot even understand. I'm so envious that I can't even understand that I'm envious. That's a serious problem. It's very serious. It means that we should take more seriously to Christian consciousness. More seriously. We should go monstrously. We should not chant just 16 rounds, we should increase it. Especially prosotam mass. We should take full advantage of this month. Huh? Lord Narayan told Narada Muni that anyone who has not observed prosotam mass cannot do pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is meant for those who have observed prosotam mass. They will be able to destroy their envy and do pure devotional service. So we still have more few days, so we should intensify our effort in observing for certain mass. Our envy will be destroyed. Then we can come to understand, oh, I'm really very envious. I have to give it up. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.